This year's milk can game, which is one of the most storied rivalries in HDNL football, was one of the most exciting in years and went right down to the final 2 minutes of the game. Hello and welcome to this week's K-Mud News Sports Report. I'm Ray Hamill with HumboldtSports.com. We'll have more on Saturday's big game in just a moment, and we'll also be looking at some of the other big local sports stories this week, including all the latest local high school and college football, news of a busy week for local high school boys and girls soccer, a memorable win for the Cal Poly Humboldt volleyball team, and news of a big weekend in store for one local rugby team. But first up, the 2024 Milk Can rivalry game went right down to the wire on Saturday as the Ferndale Wildcats held on late to beat the Fortuna Huskies in Ferndale by a score of 29-26. With a packed house in attendance, the two rivals served up an instant classic in a back-and-forth game. The Cats enjoyed the better of exchanges in the first half and opened up a 21-12 lead going into the break, thanks in large part to three touchdowns scored by quarterback Tanner Pigeon. But the Huskies would retake the momentum in the third quarter, with junior running back Kavi Bolden finding the end zone on a pair of long touchdown runs to give his team a 26-21 advantage. The Wildcats, however, would battle back to retake the lead on a Prescott Langer touchdown run with just 6 minutes remaining. But the game was far from over, and the visitors pieced together an impressive and lengthy drive to move deep into Ferndale territory, only for Ferndale's Jonah Anderson to come away with a game-clinching interception with under 90 seconds remaining. The win lifts the Wildcats to 3-0 on the season, while the Huskies dropped to 2-2 after suffering a second heartbreaking loss in just 3 weeks, having also lost late to Arcata in week two. Also in action last week, the Arcata Tigers remained unbeaten with an impressive 38-20 win at Oakland as they improved to 4-0. The Del Norte Warriors also won their game against Skyline in Crescent City, shutting out the visitors 48-0 to go to 2-2, while St. Bernard's won big at Clear Lake, defeating the Cardinals 45-13 and also improving to 4-0. The Hoopa Warriors also won big, posting their second straight victory at Trinity by a score of 50-20 and improving to 2-2. The other three HDNL teams did not fare as well. The Eureka Loggers fell 29-16 at Willow Glen in San Jose, and they are now 1-3. McKinleyville lost 49-6 to University Prep and dropped to 0-3. And the South Fork Cubs lost 50-16 at Hayfork and also dropped to 0-3. South Fork, Arcata, Eureka, and Hoopa all have a bye this weekend, but five HDNL varsity teams will be in action, including a pair of all-local matchups. On Friday night, Del Norte plays at McKinleyville and Fortuna travels to play University Prep. On Saturday afternoon at 2, two of the league's three remaining unbeaten teams will play at St. Bernard's when the Crusaders entertain Ferndale. The Mendocino County teams were also in action last weekend. Willits improved to 3-1 with a 44-30 win over Lower Lake, while Fort Bragg got a forfeit victory over Cloverdale to go to 2-2. The Wolverines and Timberwolves will face off on Friday night at Willits High School. The Ukiah Wildcats also won last week, defeating Chico 28-21 to go to 2-1. Ukiah will be back in action on Friday night when San Marin comes to town. Laytonville and Round Valley also played each other last week, with Round Valley winning 46-8. In local college football, meanwhile, College of the Redwoods suffered its first defeat of the season, falling 21-7 at Monterey Peninsula on Saturday. The loss drops the Corsairs to 2-1 on the season, and they will try to bounce back when they host San Jose at the Redwood Bowl this Saturday, with kickoff set for 1 p.m. In local high school soccer, it was a busy week for the HDNL teams. In girls action on Wednesday, a young South Fork Cubs team enjoyed a breakthrough victory over St. Bernard's in Miranda, after Hannah Savio had given the Cubs a late 2-1 lead with a breakaway goal 10 minutes from time. The South Fork defense held firm down the stretch for the victory. South Fork head coach Ann Constantino says it was the Cubs' first win over St. Bernard's in around 15 years. South Fork is now 1-1 in conference play, while St. Bernard's dropped to 0-1-1. The Del Norte girls also won 2-0 at Ferndale to take over sole possession of top spot in the Little Four standings with a record of 2-0, while the Cats dropped to 0-1-1. In Big 5 girls action, Eureka improved to 2-0 in conference play with a hard-fought 1-0 win over McKinleyville, which dropped to 0-2. Arcata also won 2-0 at Fortuna to leave both the Tigers and Huskies at 1-1 in league. In boys' action on Tuesday, the Arcata Tigers improved to 4-0 in league with a comprehensive 5-0 win at Eureka as the Loggers dropped to 1-2. The Fortuna boys also won on Tuesday, scoring 4 second-half goals in a 4-2 win over McKinleyville, less than a week after they suffered a tough 1-0 loss at Del Norte. The Huskies improved to 3-1 in league play, while Del Norte, which had a midweek bye, is now 2-0-1. In volleyball, meanwhile, the Del Norte girls posted a big 4-sets win over the Arcata Tigers on Tuesday night to go to 2-0 in the Big 5 and take over the lead in the standings, while the Eureka Loggers won at McKinleyville and are tied with the Tigers for second with a record of 1-1. In the Little 4, the Ferndale Wildcats beat St. Bernard's for the first time in 3 years in their conference opener, as the defending champion Crusaders dropped to 1-1 in league play. In college volleyball, it was a big week for the Cal Poly Humboldt women, who stunned the defending Division II national champions, Cal State Los Angeles, in a 5-set thriller at Lumberjack Arena on Saturday. The Jacks improved to 1-1 in conference play. And finally this week, the Cal Poly Humboldt men's rugby team will kick off the new season under the lights at the Redwood Bowl on Friday night when they entertain San Francisco State, with the game set to begin at 7 p.m. And that's this week's KMUD News Sports Report. Until next time, I'm Ray Hamill with HumboldtSports.com.